Hey, Adam. Don't give me that face, Adam. You get to spoil no things. You get to spoil no things. Adam, pick up your microphone and talk to the good people.
Oh, you're never going to see that coming.
Yeah, I never do. In case you're wondering what we're talking about.
I didn't see that coming.
Adam and I read a fan fiction. Probably, well, it's the most widely read fan fiction on the internet. Actually, it is. Try this. Nope. There we are.
Mine was off. Mine was off.
I'm talking.
Test of theory, is it? Aw, oh, son of a bitch, it's... Oh, wait, no, I'm good. Okay. Theory proves true that it's the microphone, not the... Or the cord, not the microphone. Which is good, because that's a $30 replacement.
Right.
All right. Starting over. Hey, Adam.
What's up?
Hey, Adam, up here.
I'm not looking over there right now.
Adam, turn off your phone.
I can't.
Turn off your phone.
I can't.
Turn off your goddamn phone.
But I started reading it.
What are you reading?
I'm reading Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality.
What's Harry Potter and the Methods of Rationality? He asked, already knowing the answer.
Pure win.
Is it the most widely read fan fiction on the internet?
I think it might be the most widely read fan fiction on the internet. And yeah. I think they just released a new update a few minutes ago. And I was... maybe an eighth of the way through.
Yes, and I want to read it very badly, but I'm not going to.
Because I'm giving him this huge shit-eating grin about how I know what's going to happen and he doesn't.
God damn it. I want to know really bad. Harry Potter and Methods of Rationality, written by Eliezer Yudkowsky. Check it out at hpmor.org, if you like.
.com.
.com? hpmor.com.
If.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. All right, so, we've been gone a while.
We have been gone a while.
Have we?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we posted a podcast.
Because we're bad.
Yeah, we apologize.
You can spank Kaldash in person later.
Did we at least post a song up or something?
No, we've had nothing for 2 weeks. It's been a dry spell.
Christ.
We all have right. gone dark.
But we're back. But we're back.
We did good things.
Yep, we did the gig St. Paddy's Day.
We did.
And all signs look like we're coming back.
They seem to point in that direction.
Yeah, I think that's going to be good. We had a lot of fun. We got to play for a lot of people who I don't think have seen us before.
Many of them have not.
A lot of shocked faces, but smiles. And Kaldash got to do Irish Car Bomb.
That's right, that's right. So, as we said, it was St. Paddy's Day, and all of the patrons of the bar were, of course, getting as drunk as humanly possible. And there was this guy that was sitting at the kind of the corner of the bar that we were closest to as the band, and I guess he really liked us, and his girlfriend really liked us, and he got drunk. He got so drunk that he couldn't do any more shots, and his girlfriend really wanted to do a car bomb, and so she asked me if I'd do it with her, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, because that was such a hardship.
I know. I was so disappointed to have to drink alcohol.
But no, that's kind of what we're up against right now. New album Triple X is still in progress. Well, it's recorded. I think we're going to take a shot at one more song.
One more song.
We gave it one shot recording and we were kind of iffy on it. But a couple of people who have heard it expressed extreme disappointment when we mentioned that it may not appear on the album. And so I think we're going to give it the old college try and give it another shot.
I wouldn't call it the old college try if any of us graduated college.
Some of us failed out of college.
Hey, I have my associates.
Twice.
Oh, you have an associates?
I have an associate.
I probably have enough credits for an associates. I need to look into that.
Yeah, I'm the
one. Yeah, my wife
out of
is sitting
twice.
Over there with the bachelors.
3 hours away.
Yes, I'm 3 hours short of my bachelor's.
You're 3 hours short of your
bachelor's.
Yeah.
Party and everything. And
The graduation party?
Yes.
Yeah, I walked the stage. So yeah,
I dropped out of college twice.
I did that too.
Yeah.
I only had to drop out the one time. And if anyone out there is listening, there's a certain college that's in Kansas City. It's actually a university, I think. We'll say that it is. Don't go there. It is the most unorganized place freaking ever. Now, okay, I shouldn't say don't go there entirely. Don't go there for musical theater.
Yeah, don't do that.
That was a new program, and I went there to get a musical theater degree, and I took no theater classes because none were required for a musical theater degree. I took nothing but music classes, which were nice, some of them, and then they required a bunch of core classes like statistics, which make no damn sense at all, and the administration there is like to dick you around a bit.
Well, there you have it.
That's the old college try right there.
No, all right, so we're going to give it the beer site scoundrels try, where we beat it into the ground and we make gold out of it.
That sounds like a much better plan.
Yeah, probably a much better plan. So we wrote all of these songs for the new album. And in our spare time, we wrote more songs.
That's true. We do like to write songs occasionally. This statistic's been bouncing around for a while, but once we had all of our written material organized in folders, with the idea that 15 songs per CD, and we'd have a folder per CD. We looked at it one time, and we had something around like 9 CDs worth of material written already. Now, of course, not all of those are gems. And
Vixen, the Horus Queen of the Highway.
Hey, liked Vixen. That was
song
a good song.
Awful.
And then
I wrote
song.
It. It's awful.
Yeah, and then I fixed it, and you refused to look at it
because it's still awful.
It is.
We have a few categories of songs. On the one hand, we have funny songs. Then we also have songs that are kind of ruckus and rowdy. We have pretty songs. Those are kind of CD fodder right now because we don't have anywhere we can perform them except for Belladonna's Pub in Muskogee.
We love
which you should all visit.
Yeah,
come see us
there.
At Belladonna's
and buy drinks.
So yeah, if you want to hear nothing
and the
but
and tip
but
the wait
pretty
staff.
Beautiful songs. Go there, and we actually do those a pretty good justice. Then there's also tratties.
We do love our tratties.
We like some tratties. Scoundrelize a couple of tratties, like
yeah.
Whiskey in the Jar and Patty Murphy, and feel like there's another one. Oh, Newry Highwayman. We scoundrelize that.
Oh, and Nelson's Blood.
Oh
and
yeah, Nelson's yeah. Dropping Nelson's Blood,
which coincidentally
is on Triple X.
It is.
And then we have songs that we've written and never looked at.
That's a good category.
That is.
I like to go there every once in
a
while and just feel better about myself.
Yeah, and then we've got some songs that we've written and realized they need to be touched up or destroyed entirely.
And then we've had the songs that we've written and rewritten and rewritten and rewritten and still have not seen the light of day. I'm thinking...
Like Beard of the Rescue?
Yeah, Beard of the Rescue is...
That's a really good example.
How many times have we gone over that?
It's on, I think, third permutation.
Yeah, third or fourth.
And we still just don't use it.
Because originally it was very similar to some of the early work Jeremy was doing on Stand and Deliver / Tratties. It was kind of fit into that category. Then we wanted to spice it up a little bit. And we tried doing that, and then it got almost completely rewritten.
Yeah, I actually think we looked at that here a couple of months ago,
yep.
And I think we had a pretty good run of it.
Yeah.
We may have to try and bring that out.
It's pretty close, but you know that's the way of things. you know, if we're talking about the skeletons in our closet as far as songs go, we actually there's something interesting about our writing process. We'll get a joke out at some point or an idea or something. We'll get a little hung up on it and not realize it. It's hanging there in our subconscious, and then we write two or three songs in a row with the same theme to it or with similar jokes in them and not realize it until they're finished. So if you're listening to our set sometime, try and piece together. We've got three songs that mention bestiality. And then there was another group of songs we did that they were all jokes about pirates being gay.
Yeah, that one's not seen the light of day.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. and another is a kind of an interesting double twist on this one. We've got a song called "Cut of Your Jib" that was supposed to be a jab at pirates because, you know, we're highwaymen. Highwaymen are the real men, and the pirates are the Nancys, but the Nancy Sinatras. "Cut of Your Jib" is a decent song, but I can't remember if it was the verse, the chorus, the way we originally wrote it. It was the exact same melody as Jameson Kilgare, and we didn't realize it.
It was the verses.
Yeah, the verses, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was the verses. We'll part the swampy bushes, we'll dig for buried treasure, we're packing in the booty, because that's what brings us pleasure. Come, you thieving maves, come and... Oh, wow, whoa, I forgot the words.
Once in Greece, he wrestled in the old Olympic Games.
He sang from Athens to Versailles with the undying flames. Yeah. It's pretty much exactly the same.
That'll happen, though, you know.
So we had to take Jeremy in the back room and beat him up a little and then set him back at the guitar, and he fixed it.
Actually, we haven't fixed that one yet.
No, he hasn't fixed it. But
We ran through it. It's not like fixed, but we ran through it with an alternate melody once.
That's true.
But yeah, that's what happens when you get really prolific with your songwriting. You're bound to accidentally use the same chord progression, the same melody somewhere, similar rhythms, etc., etc. But yeah, we've got a nice few songs that we can bring out. And then on top of that, like we've written a bunch of songs that they're all on the back burner right now, and when we get on writing kicks, we tend to work a song up entirely as we're writing it, and then we leave all those songs on the back burner, and some of these new songs just get precedence solely because we want them to have a melody, a harmony, a guitar part, etc. And then once we sing it through, we're like, hey, this is workable. We can use this. Case in point, we have probably 15 songs that we've either gone through once or twice or possibly not even at all. They may have a melody, they may have a guitar part, but you know, they're not worked up to performance level. They're just kinda sitting in the abyss.
I could start naming them off.
And we wrote a brand new song this evening, got the idea for it this evening, started writing the guitar part and the melody simultaneously, then put some lyrics to it, added a harmony, threw in a bridge. We've got a whole song completely worked up tonight.
Yeah.
And if I know Jeremy's MO, he'll probably tag it on the end of this.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
We'll throw that out there. Upcoming events.
Do we have upcoming events?
Wichita is still up in the air. I've heard back once from Little Beard, and we still don't know for sure. We're going to try and make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yes, and Little Beard, the horse head wasn't my idea, so if it stains your sheets or anything, just, you know, let Jeremy know. He'll pay for the dry cleaning.
It seemed like a really good idea 15 beers in. Really good idea.
Is there anything that doesn't suit
dildos?
And welcome back.
Yeah.
What you've just witnessed was a giant gap in the audio where Jeremy cut everything out because we started going off on a rant of inappropriate things.
If you've heard our songs, you have to just imagine what kind of filth we could have been spewing in those blank minutes to consider it to be too inappropriate to associate with the Beerside Scoundrel's name.
Precisely.
So upcoming events, we don't know about Wichita yet, but we're hopeful.
Very hopeful.
We know for sure about Muskogee.
Muskogee?
And boy, are we excited.
Hell yeah, we are.
Muskogee.
How excited are we?
We are so excited. We've had to change the sheets 3 times.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I realize for Brad that's fairly common, but
I sweat.
Yeah, he does. So, Muskogee, we're really looking forward to. It's a great show. If you've never been there, by all means, get yourself down there,
and then come see us.
And for all the people
and our sheets.
Yes, and our sheets. And for all the people who are in Muskogee, we cannot wait to come visit you.
So are you editing that, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
So many things. You can't just start something like that, because then you'll forget something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're the bad guys.
We're the bad... Okay, oh, whatever.
We did have one request that I'm hoping maybe we can pull off right now.
Really?
Yeah, we had a fan ask us if we could throw down a recording of Irish Lullaby.
Irish Lullaby.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, like right
now.
Don't
we already have a recording of that?
No.
What?
We don't have Irish Lullaby recorded anywhere.
How do we not have
There's
that recorded?
There's a YouTube video of us from Muskogee last year doing it.
Oh.
But
well, that's not what I was thinking of.
No, we don't have it recorded.
Oh.
Well, just so that it's, you know, recorded... It is officially 9:54 p.m., so if your neighbors get any angrier, we still have 6 minutes until lights out.
That's right. You want to start us off there?
Okay. God, make me sit up. I was leaning back and had my pants off and shit.
Should probably sit up, too.
Hey, get out from between. There you go. What, you want to try that again? There we go.
This session of the Beerside Scoundrels brought to you by THX.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mother sang a song to me. In tone so sweet and low, just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way. And I would give the world if she could sing to me today. Tooraloo. Ra-loo-ra, to-ra-loo-ra-lay, to-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra. Hush now, don't you cry. To-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra, an Irish lullaby. Oft in dreams I wander to that cot again. I feel her arms a-hugging me as when she held me then. And I hear her voice a-humming to me in days of yore. She used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin door. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. Hush now, don't you cry. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra, tooraloo-ra-loo-ra. don't you cry, Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra.
Thanks for tuning into the Beer Side Podcast. We'll see you all next time.
Alcohol.